We have Linda Lynch, who is the president of KI Technology Group. They supply all of our computer needs here in studio as well as at our home office. And we appreciate Linda and the folks from KI for that. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
I didn't learn until some years ago that every time you will go to a website and you go inside that website, or if you open up an email, that a lot of times there is information that is gathered not only from the people who open that stuff up, but that they tag us with these cookies. Tell layman like me how that works. What is that all about?
Well, cookies are really gathering some sort of business intelligence for the company whose website you're visiting. So, for example, if you go to Amazon and you browse certain products and maybe buy something, Amazon will know that when you return to the site. And that's how they are able to recommend other things that you might be interested in, because they know what you've purchased in the past and what you've looked at in the past.
When you sign up for, I don't know, an opportunity to win a TV or to get a cheap insurance, that information is not only kept, but you're going to see more cookies and you're going to start being besieged.
Well, what you'll probably see from that is more email. So now that they have your email address, they're going to continue to try and market to you. That's why they put the form on the website.
Isn't that kind of deceitful and dishonest that they're doing that without our knowledge?
Well, if you sign up for something on someone's website, you've given them the information. So that's not deceitful, unless they sell that information to someone else, and then that's certainly not a good thing. The cookies, it changes your experience when you come back. So now there are bad cookies that are used for things you might not want, and you can clear your cookies in your browser if you want to. You can also say don't accept any cookies. But then you would have a different shopping experience the next time you came back to Amazon, because it wouldn't know what you had purchased.
How do we do that? How do we eliminate those cookies?
It would be a step-by-step process. It would depend on what browser you're using, how you would to set it so that it wouldn't accept them anymore. Unfortunately, that will make some websites flat out not work. Mm-hmm. So I don't really worry about it. I just know that's happening and that's okay.
Can that be a problem for business?
Cookies, not so much. Spam certainly can be. If you're getting emails, suggesting that you should contact someone to give them your bank account, and you actually fall for something like that, that can certainly be a problem.
Mm-hmm. You're just supposed to delete those right away, correct?
Yes, yes. And the things that are actually worse than that, because most people who are smart enough to have a job are not going to fall for something like that. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen a lot where you'll get an email that says the receipt for your laptop purchase is attached. And even though you may know that you didn't order a laptop, particularly in an office, you may think that someone else did, and you click on that attachment and it's not what it says it is, and it will install very nasty things on your computer. So that can be a big problem for businesses.
And then you need to call KI to get that stuff out of there.
Yes, usually.
Now, what's the biggest thing that slows down navigation through the internet? Is it the cookies? Is it the spam?
The thing that slows computers down in general is the amount of stuff that ends up installed on the computer, a lot of times without you realizing mm-hmm. what you're installing. So you may want to install a program from someone, and it's going to install a bunch of toolbars for your browser at the same time if you don't uncheck it, and over time that causes problems.
And I'm running out of time here, but that goes back to something that you have supplied me in the computers with, automatic system that goes through and cleans that stuff up and identifies it too.
Yes.
All right, KI Technology Group, that's your place for all your computer needs.